Talking with Jim Robb from the Livestock Market Information Center. Jim, let's talk a little bit about this cattle market right now and some of the factors that are out there. On an immediate basis, we've had a nice little pop here in the middle of the month. $1.16 for some slaughter cattle this last week in the Southern Plains feedlots. That was $3 up from a week earlier and $4, $5, $6 above just a couple of weeks ago.
Absolutely. The wholesale beef market has come up a little bit, but not as much as the cattle market has. But, you know, you often get into these kinds of situations when you're in a hand-to-mouth market, and then we get closer and closer to first of the month featuring and then the last three-day weekend of the year. So packers have probably had to step up here to get product and cattle around them to meet their needs down the road. So I think they've kind of got their hand forced a little bit. But it's very common, and we've had really all throughout this year, the strongest weeks of the month have been about mid-month, during the month, and we tend to tail off a little bit.
So it seems like, obviously the last holiday of the year, a lot of folks will definitely try to, you know, set aside all their other worries maybe and go ahead and enjoy the holiday.
I think they will. We've had some real mixed data lately. We see consumer confidence drop. We actually see retail spending today up. And so it appears some of the early data on going back to school purchases is actually stronger than a year ago. So it's really a wait-and-see game. But there are a few bright spots, and I think you're right. As we get through the summer, I think we had a decent three-day weekend so far this year. We'll see if the beef can hold on for the last one of the year.
You know, when we think about beef demand right now, it seems like we're getting along okay in the domestic market, and we're seeing these foreign markets just continue to be just hot as a firecracker.
We wouldn't be at these fed cattle prices without this export demand for beef being very strong, and also the export demand for byproducts being very strong. So that's really given us this added lift, and we've seen it in the most recent trade data, which was for June. And even on the weekly trade data, still very strong. You can see some resurgence in demand coming back out of Mexico. So, you know, the Asian markets are strong, and we're actually seeing some of those other beef markets also pick up overseas.
You mentioned the drop credit there, the byproduct credit. That has been a major player, right?
Absolutely. Those have very much value in the foreign markets. The hides are at record high levels, and the overall drop credit is at record high levels, and that's really supportive of prices. Adding $3 fully per hundredweight to live steer prices compared to a year ago.
How much disruption have we had in the yearly market and calf market because of this southern half of the United States dry set of conditions?
I think we've had some disruptions, but it's almost surprising we haven't had more. We've had a pretty robust fed cattle market, seem to find a home for these cattle. We're moving large numbers of cattle into the marketplace. So far, so good. I mean, you know, under these kind of drought situations, you would probably expect a little more, bit more negative price impact than we've had so far.
Do you think, I mean, you know, we've talked about this before, but are we going to run out of feeder cattle at some point? In other words, it seems like we keep pulling cattle ahead, and we place them fairly young.
I'm not sure we're really going to run out, but we certainly have pulled cattle ahead. As we look at this upcoming cattle on feed report, we're fully looking at record large pulling of cattle into the Texas feed yards, Oklahoma feed yards, and New Mexico. We're going to see double the largest number we've ever seen in the past. Now, this is a drought we haven't really seen in the past, at least in the cattle feeding era. But we expect Southern Plains placements to be up well double digits compared to a year ago. Northern Plains kind of holding their own. But we're looking for a double-digit year-to-year increase in placements for the nation, up 17 or 18% from a year ago for the month of July. That's pulling a lot of cattle into feed yards, or forcing a lot of cattle into feed yards.
Hearing a lot of anecdotal type things about, you know, mama cows going to market. We have seen definitely these cow runs really very, very big. Mid-year inventory showed beef heifers not being retained at the numbers we thought they were going to be retained at. How much of a worry do we have about the nation's cow herd?
Nation's cow herd is still shrinking. Come January 1, 2012, you know, the nation's cow herd and the beef cow herd will probably be down fully 2% from a year earlier. So this drought has really been a game changer, and it has lengthened this liquidation phase significantly.
Are we at a point where we're in danger of not being able to successfully rebuild this thing very, very quickly?
I think producers are very innovative and will figure out ways to do that, but we've certainly slipped on the total cow herd more than we anticipated.
Going back to the feed equation, that side of the equation. Latest corn report, August 1 data, under 13 billion bushels. Clearly, we're going to see feed grain prices at a higher plateau for the foreseeable future. How do we feed cattle? How do we work that into the equation?
I think in the longer term, we deal with that by keeping cattle out on pasture longer. From a historical perspective, we'll not be pulling as many calves directly into feed yards. But, you know, at this point in time, we're really forced to do that again. So I think that's part of the equation. I think part of it is, using our, resources very well, using these ruminants and let them do what they do really well, which is out there on these forages and using those effectively.
So pulling these animals in early like we're doing, and these relatively high feed grain prices, that means cost of gain, closeouts are going to be pretty high.
Absolutely. We have our estimated cattle feeding break-evens for closeouts this coming December at $130 per hundredweight. And that's a level that we've never seen before.
And that means we got to have record high cattle prices fourth quarter.
Well, and we look at the futures prices about 120, 122. That's not going to cover it. So we're looking at continued red ink for the balance of this year on the cattle feeding side, which will start to take some of the edge off this calf and yearling market, especially if we don't get enough moisture to hold them out on forages across the country.
What's going to be your general message here at this beef symposium in southern Oklahoma on Saturday? What are you hoping to really share with these guys?
Well, I think, where we are cyclically in the cattle industry is tighter numbers in a kind of a positive message from the trade side. And then, really kind of how the overall numbers shape up as we look ahead to the next couple of years. It's going to be a real struggle on, especially from a cattle feeder's perspective. I think as cow-calf operations, we really need to understand how those next segments in the industry and how they're operating and what they're at. And then I'm going to also paint a little bit of a picture of what's going on in that bigger macroeconomic environment, not only from the economic perspective, but what's also going on in those other species. We often need to remind ourselves a little bit who we're really competing against in the beef industry. So we'll take a look at the pork and chicken side, too.
And obviously, we've had some tough times with especially it seems like the poultry boys. They've really struggled, some bankruptcies and difficulty.
And we look at it from a competing meat perspective, the pork industry has actually come out a little bit better than anticipated. But the chicken industry is winding down very quickly. We're seeing egg sets drop to levels, and we're seeing numbers, and we're forecasting ahead that 2012 will be a large pullback in U.S. broiler production. And that's really going to provide some underpinning support for the red meat side, including the beef market and hence the cattle market. Major adjustments are going on in the U.S. broiler industry, adjustments that we only see about once every 15 or more years.